Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, if you walk the streets of Dublin, you can't help but notice the amazing granite built buildings dominating all the streetscapes. All that stone was hewed from one quarry and fashioned into building blocks by a family of stonemasons. I'm delighted to be in the village of Ballynochan, where the O'Flaherty family are in its eighth generation of stonemasons. I'm joined now by Killian O'Flaherty. And Killian, I just want to say, this is God's space. We're here looking out across the lake in the country. It's a beautiful day. And I'm saying, this is the most majestical place that anybody could be working.
Well, you picked a good day, Bobby, for a good break in the weather after 10 weeks of that rain we had.
Maybe just describe for our listeners the environment that you're working here. So we're in the Wicklow Hills.
Yeah, so we're in the village of Ballynochan. It's known as the Stonemasons Village. It's responsible for building a lot of the public structural buildings in Dublin out of Ballynochan granite, obviously, but we overlook the Blessington Lakes there as well. So on a day like this, it's very picturesque up in the Wicklow Mountains.
So you say you're eight generations, so this has been in the family, as we say, for eight generations. I know you decided that maybe you were going to study architecture and you gave it a couple of years, but then you said, do you know what? I think I'd prefer to be a stonemason.
Yeah, I went to architecture first. I did 2 years of architecture. I actually tell a lie, I did a year and a half. I didn't go back after Christmas in the second year. And I came home and was working with my father for a while in the stonemasonry. And then I was offered an apprenticeship with C. McAvoy & Sons in Ballynochan. They're the only existing stone cutting quarry, architectural quarry, still existing in Ballynochan. Okay. So I did a fantastic apprenticeship with the McAvoys.
Now tell me about your own business. You employ 11 people. You do quite a diverse range of jobs. So maybe describe the type of work that you do, because I'd say no 2 days seem to be the same.
No, we've a mixed, if you've been around the workshop, but we've a mixed variety of work. When I started out, it was myself and I took my sister Petra on, who's, she'll be qualified now in a couple of weeks. She was the first registered female stonemason in Ireland in 30 years. Wonderful. Yeah, and she's doing
big,
well.
Big congratulations to her.
She's going well, And but we have a mix of, you know, we might do the typical stonemasonry jobs you might think of. There is wall repair, there's line pointing and masonry conservation, but we also do sculptures and carvings. We do monumental headstone work. We do letter carving. So it's a nice broad range, if you know that kind of way.
When we think of granite and we think of the buildings like the GPO, Dáil Éireann, all that were work done by some members of your family, you know, we think that they last for thousands and thousands a year, and they do. The likes of the GPO, Dáil Éireann, are you called back there to do work?
Well, yeah, there is always work to be done on these buildings, and depending on what grade of stone is taken out of the quarries at the time. Houston Station, the GPO you mentioned there, you might see where there's kind of, there could be rustiness in the stone. It's kind of like a bit of brown or red in it. That's where it's kind of, it's a not as good a quality of stone, where, you know, over a certain amount of time, decades, the stone might have to be replaced, a new stone, but it's a bit of maintenance as well. We all need a bit of maintenance, don't we?
We absolutely do. Now, you say you only work with Irish stone. Absolutely. Tell me about the stone that's quarried here in Ballynochan.
Yeah, so they've been quarrying stone since the early 1800s here in Ballynochan, and C. McAvoy & Sons have the last stone cutting architectural grade quarry in the village. And we work almost exclusively with Ballynochan granite. Now, when I say exclusively, we only work with Irish stone. Like, let's say that project I was talking about earlier on for the American project, that's being made out of Donegal sandstone. We'll work with Kilkenny or Tipperary limestone or Valencia slate. We don't, there's no advantage to the trade or the craft working with stone imported from China when we have the best of stone here at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know, it makes no sense.
Yeah, you referred to the American project there. I was just looking at some of the wonderful pieces. There's four people working in intricate detail on small pieces for a university in the US. I believe it's in Portland, Oregon. Just tell us about that project by way of illustration.
Yeah, so it's a fountain piece that's being put on the grounds in the college. It's the largest Christian college in the northwest of the states, I believe, in Portland. It's essentially a four. We've 14 months to make the piece. I'm hoping to do it in 12. Okay. But it's not, as you mentioned, the team. It's not just a one person. You know, we're all involved. And like right now, the guys are working on the clay models, the maquinettes. So we'll make them to scale. And then what we'll do is we'll submit them in photos and videos to the college. And then they'll come back to us and, oh, can we move that elbow there on this person? Or can we have their leg a bit this way? It, you know, a bit of communication is important. But the whole stone will be made out of Donegal sandstone. And it's a solid piece. There's not it's an intricate stone. It's got six sides on it, six figures, six vignettes.
It strikes me when you talk about the stone lasting thousands of years that it's not a business that gets rushed. This takes time.
Oh yeah.
And even the individual work, that the way the work is actually done, it's done. I know there's all sorts of electric saws and all that type of stuff, but the detailed work is all done by hand, certainly in your case.
Yeah, I think, technology and machinery, it all has its place and it's all a tool, it's all a good thing to use, but when you get down to the last 10 or 20%, that's where the eye and the hand comes in, if you know what I mean. So it's tradition is a vital part, and I'm a big believer in history, but at the same time, you have to try and be, not claiming that I am, but you want to be trying to be innovative and try to roll with the times as best as you can. You know what I mean? I don't believe that what we do is a trade that needs to be looked after or have bursaries. It needs to earn its keep.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, it has to be as relevant as a postman or a solicitor at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it also has to pay its way.
It does, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you look at everyone here, we're all functioning society in terms of we're paying our mortgages and our rents, and we're living our life. We're rearing families, if you know what I mean. So it's not something that I don't agree with. It's a dying craft. Yeah. I actually believe it's a great time to be working in masonry, whether that's on the bank or stone cutting, carving, or the mortar repair work side of it.
And in terms of getting people to work in the business and in the trade, is that a hard sell?
No.
Right.
No, it's not. As someone said to me a couple of weeks ago, it's a bit like that film with Kevin Costner. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
A little bit. I think you pick the personality as much as you pick the professional. It's important. You have to have a team and everyone works and coexists with each other. But no, it's easy to get drawn into it for the kind of the artistic or romantic embellishment involved. But it is a craft, it's a trade as well.
And if you're out in a cold Tuesday in February out in a site and the wind is cutting you in half, you have those days as well.
I'll come into this workshop last Monday during that rain. The kettle was on straight away, if you know that kind of way. Yeah. But no, there's rough and smooth at everything. Yeah.
I know you also run classes.
Correct,
in stonemasonry. What would someone coming down for a class expect, or how would you describe the learnings, or what would one hope to get out of it?
Yeah, we do a one-day workshop and a two-day workshop. They're completely tailored towards beginners. You've never done anything with stone before, even with people who've never done any drawing or sketching. But it's tailored, as in not everyone arrives in here and we all carve the alphabet, or we all carve the same triskel knot or rose or any image you can imagine. Our process is, once someone gets involved, they're sent a PDF document with previous works that people have done and what to expect. You know, the obvious things are what you bring with you, but everyone does something different in here.
Yeah.
When people come in, you could have 10 people in here and someone might be carving the name Toby for a dog that passed away, or someone could be carving, you know, their family name.
Sure.
Or they could be carving a rose, or think of anything like that. But there's a process where they'll send in an image. I'd like to make this. Is this possible in 2 days?
Okay, which is really clever, because then somebody arrives with something that they really want, something they're going to hand create, and they know then you'll know from your own experience whether this is doable or not, so you can manage expectations.
Yeah, and you're engrossed in it more when it's your own thing. Like to show up and just be told, oh yeah, we're all going to carve this flower, and you're like, oh, I don't like lilies, or I don't like roses. Yeah. You're not. It doesn't matter to us what you do, but it matters to us that it matters to you. Even if the piece isn't finished in the 2 days, that's not a bad thing either, because the idea is you're learning wax on, wax off here. You go away, a little shed out in the garden there, and you mess around. You buy a few tools, not from us, but you might buy a few tools, get a piece of stone, and you continue with that in your own way.
Great. Now, folks, I want to describe what we have here. We have a big lump of granite. Well, it's big. It's about 18 inches long by about 6 inches tall. And so I've got a chisel, and what's this called?
That's a dummy hammer.
Dummy hammer. So what I'm going to do is just walk my way up through the piece of granite, and I'm just chipping away the rough edges. This is great. Yeah. And So it's a slow and therapeutic process. You just chip away, and you can see the color of the stone actually changing as you knock away the kind of outer crust on it.
Sure you haven't done this before, Bobby.
So, Gillian, you were saying that when people come down here, you know, you chat away as we're chatting now, mm-hmm. when I'm chipping away here, but after a while the conversation stops and people get into their own world and just keep focusing on what they're doing.
Yeah, once people kind of come in at 9 o'clock, that first hour or so is kind of dedicated toward looking at their design, getting it on their ready-made piece of stone. But by 11, 12 o'clock, there's no talking. Everyone's kind of they're in the zone or in that tunnel where you just tip, 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 tap, tap, tap. And you'll often find that people will just actually, see the way you're tapping the stone there, people's work will come into rhythm where they'll all come into a rhythm with each other.
But like a school of drummers or something.
Yeah, and it's indirect, if you know what I mean. It's not purposeful, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Well, listen, it's been a great experience for me. Great to be in the beautiful place that this is. And we're in the workshop here. We're looking out across Blessington Lake. Gillian, really good to talk to you. Thanks for introducing me to your team here. This is a craft that isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
No, it's important that other people come along and start their own businesses in it. I mean, you want people coming through apprenticeships and doing this as a working trade, a working craft. It's not a dead thing.
And well done to you and to all the team. And thanks for showing me how to chip away at the old block.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr,
sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk, conversation that counts.